Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Fire crews are battling the dance fire in and around Orleans. The fire began on Monday evening and has burned about 350 acres, destroyed two buildings, and resulted in the evacuation of some local residents in immediate danger. A Type 2 fire management team arrived this afternoon to take command of the fire, and Julie Ranieri, spokesperson for Six Rivers National Forest, says, with caution, that the greatest danger to Orleans may have passed as the fire moves away from the town.
Anyone that needed to be evacuated has been evacuated, so there's really no threat from that at this point. And the evacuation sites are located at the Kudug Department of Natural Resource building in Orleans and also at the Junction School, elementary school in Somas Bar.
Smoke has hindered the effectiveness of helicopters to do water drops, and smoke in the air does present a hazard. Fire crews have made some progress on the blaze.
I don't have a prediction on when, you know, as far as containment, but at this point it's 10% contained, so they did make some progress from yesterday, and it's currently at 350 acres.
There will be a public meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the Karuk DNR building to update the public on the fire. Traffic fatalities on local roads are not an uncommon occurrence in Humboldt County, but two fatal collisions in a three-day period, coupled with other non-injury accidents, serves as a reminder that paying attention when behind the wheel is the best way to get to your destination safely. On Monday, 40-year-old McKinleyville resident David Rayner lost his life in a single-vehicle collision on southbound Highway 101, while on Saturday night, 45-year-old Hydesville resident Stephen Hall died in a traffic collision outside of Fortuna. CHP officer Matt Harvey pointed out that there are more cars on the road as people travel during the summer months.
Yeah, I think what we could attribute to definitely is just increased traffic. It's the summer months. Motorists are in more of an urgency to get to where they need to go. You know, with increased traffic, people tend to lose their patience more when driving a vehicle.
Harvey also pointed out that distracted driving along with impaired drivers are a danger to everyone on the road.
I think what we can take away from both of these is just to be vigilant of drivers driving unsafely, possible DUI drivers. You know, we always appreciate it if you believe somebody is driving under the influence, that you call the CHP immediately by dialing 911.
CHP officers responded to three traffic collisions on Monday, all within a two-hour period. Officials from Pacific Gas and Electric will host a public meeting to discuss the progress being made on the decommissioning of the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant on Wednesday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. The meeting will be held at the County Agricultural Center on South Broadway in Eureka. In August, representatives from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hold a similar public meeting to discuss PG&E's license termination plan. For more information on either meeting, contact the power plant by phone. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a brush fire near Broadway and Eureka, just south of Harbor Lanes, on Monday. The fire encompassed a 30 by 30 foot area, and several 1 liter propane cylinders were located at the scene. Firefighters successfully extinguished the blaze, and nobody was injured. A sheriff's deputy was involved in a vehicle pursuit over the weekend after responding to a report of a woman screaming near what turned out to be a stolen pickup truck near Bridgeville. When the deputy pulled in behind the truck, the driver sped away, headed eastbound on Highway 36. The deputy pursued the vehicle for a short while before ending the chase due to safety reasons. The white Toyota pickup truck was determined to have been stolen in Miranda last week. The license plate number is BL52122 and was last seen on Mountain Road. Anyone with information about the suspect or the truck is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the sheriff's office responded to a report of a suicidal woman on Monday in a residence on Grasshopper Lane in Hoopa. The 31-year-old mother entered her bedroom with a knife and her 19-month-old child, threatening to kill the child and then herself. She eventually released the child and was taken into custody, and she was transported to a mental health facility for an evaluation. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.